talk this morning a little bit about interfiber friction. There are some characteristics of fibers which deals with friction, but it seems that these characteristics are not interesting a lot of people today. But I think it's a very interesting to study this parameter, because I think there are some effects that we have tried to carry out. You know, fiber are transformed into yarns, and fibers may be natural, like cotton, wool, or chemical. And this process is going, it's done through the spinning process, as shown in this slide. During this process, fibers are affecting yarn properties by length, fineness, maturity, tenacity, and other mechanical properties, and other properties. But the surface properties of the fibers are not well known or not well characterized up to now, because the measurement is a little bit difficult, perhaps. Nevertheless, on the past, there are some devices has been proposed, like this one of the postal of the Lord and El Mogazi. Later, in the first one, a fiber is pulled out of a paddle. It's used essentially in wool fibers, long fibers. In the second and the third one, some fringes of fibers are prepared, two or three, and the friction is under control pressure, is evaluated. Now, let's see which is the best way to measure the frictional properties. If we want to use single fibers, it's not so easy in cotton fibers and in short fibers. It's not necessary to speak now about a bundle of fibers before cutting. It's not interesting. Then we have slivers, rovings, or yarns. It's better to have less manipulations. Fibers must be aligned. We have to control the lateral pressure, and it's better to have non-twisted fibers or fiber assemblies. So it seems that the sliver is the best choice. From this point of view, if you use two clamps in zero position with a lateral pressure, and we break the sliver, it's going to happen something like that. With the two ends in this, these two ends are really very, very, very similar. And one fiber will stay with the clamp where the more than the half of its length were initially. We can show this this process. We can imagine with the fibrogram, and we can construct in this way the sliver, and we can pull it, and we can see how the fibers and the sliver is broken up to this stage where there are two parts which are really very, very symmetrical. The length here is just the half of the maximum length of the fibers. Now we have so designed a new measuring device called static friction tester, which is composed of two identical parts, two identical clamps, a fixed one, which is fixed via a sensor of force, and a second one, which is moving through a linear guide, and we are measuring in this part the displacement during the test. Each clamp is composed in two parts: the upper one, the lower one, which is in a U form, and the upper one in a T form. And the sliver is placed in this channel. Here are some pictures of our device just after and then before the before and after the sliver breakage. Now we have tested a lot of conditions, and all the curves are very similar, like that, the curves force displacement. We have the initial zone where it's really a decrimping zone. Then we have the point B where the force is normally maximum. We have a plateau in this area BC, and then here is the breakage of the slab. In this point, as a matter of fact, we have all the fibers which participate in the frictional resistance. We have shown, and it's easily demonstrated, that from the point B, the line must be really linear and going down like that. But in reality, we have a plateau here, and the difference is due to what is happening here. Theoretically, we assume that there is no forces here, no frictional forces, but there are really frictional forces, very important. So we have decided to see only the force of this point B for characterizing the frictional resistance. To try out some to test, we have used a model which is an empirical model, but it's very similar to the micro friction or micro friction model of Bowden and Tabor of elastoplastic materials. We have used initially two cottons, which are really different, and we have carried out experiments with these two cottons with two levels of second drawing sliver drawing frames, two counts, and five weights, and at different speeds also. Five speeds, it's not shown here. Five replication for each experiment. The first observation is that the speed, at least in our domain, experimental domain, from 20 to 500 millimeters per minute, the speed is not affecting our results, so we don't use the speed. And the other thing very interesting is that this parameter, including the yarn, the sliver count, it's not significant. So our model is simplified exactly like the model of Bowden and Tabor. And we can see that the regression is very good, and the cotton may be differentiated easily. Now our aim was to validate this model with a lot of other cottons, but we had at this time 11 cottons, but very small quantities. We have nevertheless characterized these cottons with all the classical characteristics. Here I have given just AFIS values, and we have seen if these cottons are represent large characteristic, which is the case. After we have spun these cottons into yarns, 20, 25, and 33 tex, using a micro-spinning process in Cirad, Montpellier, in France. Then we have used a third drawing frame sliver to span yarns. Just before to span yarns, we have picked up some 24 samples, and we have measured by our SFT the frictional characteristics. We have used force charge levels avec six repetition. As a matter of fact, there are not really replications because we have small quantities at the cotton. Every cotton was homogenized before spinning, so there is no really replications. And what we say now, it's in the domain of hypothesis to be verified. Certainly, we have tried to see if there is any relationship between fiber characteristics and friction parameters. We have observed strange phenomena. The cottons seems to be grouped in two groups following these pictures, and if you see the frictional coefficient versus modulus of the fibers, it seems this grouping seems to be very evident, and it's very interesting to see that it's pretty linear between the LNK or coefficient, frictional coefficient and the modulus, which is explained very well physically with the tribologic or micro microscopic model of friction for elastoplastic materials. If you plot the power index versus the coefficient of friction, K, we see that there are two groups. The first one where it's the same group. So the first one where the frictional coefficient is high and the N is nearly 1. And another group where there is a perhaps a linear relationship between N and K, but nevertheless, the values of N are very, very near the unity. So we can simplify the model to use a very simple model of friction. Even we had very small quantities, 11 values for each characteristic, for each codon, certainly, we have tried to use the principal component analysis to see if there is something interesting. It's normal to see that tenacity of yarns, fiber tenacity, length, frictional parameters are strongly correlated, and it's the same thing for the group 2. But if we say the two groups separately, I repeat, in the domain of hypothesis, we cannot, for instance, to assure of our conclusions. But it's interesting to see that the some parameters of the fibers seems to change place in this plots, and the fineness, for example, it's changing from the axis 1, which is relatively important. It's near the axis 2, and seems to not be related with the tenacity parameters. Are these parameters responsible of this grouping of codons? The response is not, because there is no difference in classical fiber characteristics as far as the grouping is concerned. So let's see now some correlations within the first group, concerning the yarn tenacity. We can see that the yarn tenacity for the first group, it's strongly dependent on the fiber tenacity, but on the second group, it's less depend on the fiber tenacity, but not with so high depending value. Remember that the first group, it's the group where the frictional properties are more important. On the other hand, the yarn tenacity depends strongly and negatively on the thin points on the yarn, which is normal. And also, the frictional properties are affecting strongly the yarn evenness, unevenness, and certainly the thin places. So we think, for instance, that the frictional properties are very important, and these frictional properties affect indirectly, not directly, the yarn properties by the means of unevenness or evenness in the yarn. On the other hand, where for the first group, for example, where the friction is very high, the fiber tenacity is very important versus the yarn and affect yarn tenacity. Whereas in the second group, where the frictional properties are lower, the yarn tenacity depends on the fiber tenacity, but the length is also very important. It's not shown here. So we can just say some conclusions rapidly. This new device is very handy. It's the results are repetitive. We can characterize fiber frictional characteristics, and some primary investigation seems to be very interesting. And there is a very interesting observation about, concerning some groups of codons. And for the future, it's normal we need more codons, more in number, more in quantity. And we have to include fiber surface in nanometric scales, as well as waxes content and type. Thank you for your attention.